The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home, with nothing perfect or concealed.
Take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Gloria America, bonjour, hi Canada, and greetings to my friend in the Peach State. In Georgia, whether you're in Savannah or Atlanta, in Athens or any place that I am on, I'm going to be talking to you a lot for the next 2 months. Good morning. As of this morning, everything hangs on Georgia. The Constitution hangs on Georgia. The Republic hangs on Georgia. We have to have Senator David Perdue and Senator Kelly Loeffler reelected. President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Harris have got a plan for America that we cannot allow to happen. I believe that President Trump should go forward and finish all the counting and the recounting, litigate wherever there is fraud, and continue the battle. And that's a battle in courthouses, but the battle in politics in which you, the audience, can be involved is in Georgia. And if you're following me on Twitter or Parler, and I believe everyone ought to be migrating to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, and setting up your account there, and millions are. If you love the Constitution, you have to get behind Senator David Perdue and Senator Kelly Loeffler's reelection. And you have to approach it the way Bill Belichick approached the loss he had to Kansas City some years ago. And he faced a crowd, and they all wanted to talk about the loss he had suffered, and Bill Belichick kept answering, "We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati." We'll find that tape and play it to you. And we're on to Georgia on this show. I'll keep my eye on all of the arguments. I'll keep my eye on all of the lawsuits. I will let you know, but as you know, we're 17,000 votes behind in Arizona, 10,000 votes behind in Georgia, 45,000 votes behind in Pennsylvania. I know every allegation. I'm following every lawsuit. I'm in touch with the campaign. I know exactly who is in charge of which state. I know all the arguments. I am against trying to convene state legislatures to overturn the Electoral College. That is as radical as packing the Supreme Court, and it would destroy the rule of law. You got to win on the ground, and maybe they can. There's probably a 2% chance of turning this around. I do believe we ought to call Joe Biden the president-elect because he is the president-elect, and Senator Harris, Vice President-elect Harris, because she is the vice president-elect. That is not the final determination. There is no formal determination until the Electoral College meets, and lightning could strike from the sky. It's going to be likely, if it's ever out there, it will be a clerical or software error, and I've seen no evidence of any of that. You cannot win even with the showing of 5,000 illegal votes in any of these states. You can show me 5,000 illegal votes in Georgia. I don't know if you can get it reversed on that basis. But then I've said many times on television in the last 5 days, He needs to win in three places out of four contested states. Those are Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. But first, he needs to win one. All right. President Trump needs to win one first before he can win two, before he can win three. And the reality is those are very, very long odds. You got to come back in the final minute of an NFL game and march 99 yards, not once, not twice, but three out of four games. You got to pull off the drive to make it real to Cleveland people three out of four times. And I'm not counting on that. I'm counting on Georgians. And I want to hear from Georgians this morning, 1-800-520-1234. If you're driving to work in Atlanta, in Savannah, in Athens, wherever you are in Georgia, one of the smaller towns or cities of Georgia, or way out in rural Georgia, you have to be registered by December 7th in order to vote on January 5th. And you will hear me tell you that to the point of distraction. And I want all of you to go out there and think of everybody you know in Georgia. I'm thinking about my buddy Glenn and Susan. I'm sure they voted already. They can't register their grandson, James. That's not legit. But they can get everybody else registered that they know. And they can make sure everyone knows on January 5th to vote. But first, you got to register. And believe me, right now, they need money, lawyers, volunteers. And I have tweeted out Perdue and Loeffler. The senators Perdue and Loeffler are running a joint campaign. And their joint campaign has tweeted out a donations page, which I have put up. And they have tweeted out a volunteer page. And some of you who've got too much energy and not enough things to do, pour it into the Georgia Senate race. As Margaret Thatcher said, win the argument, then win the vote. Let me tell you what depends upon those Georgia Senate races. If both of them are won, the Supreme Court will not be packed. If both of them are won, the United States military will not be defunded. If both of them are won, the radicals that a Vice President-elect Biden, should he become President-elect Biden, wants to appoint in any agency or onto the bench will not get confirmed. If Perdue and Loeffler win, there will not be socialized medicine. If Perdue and Loeffler win, there will not be a Green New Deal. If Perdue and Loeffler win, there will not be an absurd bailout of the deep blue states. That's if Perdue and Loeffler win, and a hundred other things if Perdue and Loeffler win. Lynn in Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Lynn. Which part of Atlanta do you live in?
Pardon me?
Which part of Atlanta do you live in?
I live in Northwest. I've lived here for 51 years, and I've voted. Every time I vote, there is never a person of non-color at the polling agency. And my husband's in the investment business, and he has clients all over the United States. And he has a lot of clients who didn't like Trump but liked his policies but wouldn't vote for him, thinking everybody in the South is going to go for Trump, and they're going to win. The senators are going to win here. And it's just not true. There is a Democrat machine here that nobody realizes. We're not gone with the wind here. We're not like South Carolina, Alabama, and Louisiana. We're different. Okay? They're so. Stacey Abrams got 800,000 people to register in the state. 800,000.
And so, Lynn, my question is, what are you going to do between now and January? It's fine if people of color are running the polls. It's fine if Stacey Abrams got people legitimately registered. The Republicans have to register their own people, and they have to turn out, and they have to have observers at every polling station. They got to be all over Fulton County, and they've got the governor and the secretary of state. I think your AG is a Republican as well, correct?
Yes.
And the state legislature is Republican, correct?
Yes.
So it can meet in special session and pass special protections, but the registration deadline is December the 7th. Are you going to get people registered? Are you going to work on it, Lynn?
Yes, absolutely. And I just feel like there's so many people that don't realize how serious this is. And my husband talks to Kelly and David all the time, and they really are worried about winning.
Of course they are.
They think people don't understand Georgia.
Georgia is a very dynamically changing state. And if the Republicans turn out, those senators will win. If they get mad and stay home because President Trump appears to have lost, or if they get mad and stay home because the media was unfair, if they get mad and stay home because the polling was wrong, they will not win. So they have to get energized, right? And Lynn, so tell me about your friends and family. Are they energized?
Yes. And by the way, Hugh, I don't know one suburban woman who voted for Biden.
Well, you got to make sure they that those same suburban women get out and vote for Perdue and Loeffler. And I mean, every day, your Bible study, your church, your whatever social group you're involved in, and we've got COVID, but you've got to get volunteered. And are you going to volunteer, Lynn?
Yes.
All right. You're my best first caller. How long have you been listening to the show?
Ever since you started talking about Trump being the one for us to vote for, because there's so many Trump people here, so many of them, and we're all heartbroken.
Well, we're going to get everyone turned out. 1-800-LYNN, thank you. 1-800-520-1234. This is a Georgia heavy stove for the next 2 months, and the rest of the country has to understand it's all about the whole country, but it all depends on Georgia. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
We're on to Cincinnati. Right now we're preparing for Cincinnati. We're getting ready for Cincinnati. We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
That is Bill Belichick, America. Why do I play that for you? Because in that famous press conference, Bill Belichick would not look backwards. He'd look forward. So when he says we're on to, can we play it again?
We're on to Cincinnati. Right now we're preparing for Cincinnati. We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
We're preparing. We're ready for. We're going to Cincinnati. Well, just substitute Georgia for Cincinnati. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Good morning to you. 1-800-520-1234. You know, I'm on in Atlanta on 920, The Answer. I'm on Carrollton, 1130 and 106.3. I'm on in Woodbine, Georgia, on 1100. I'm on in Clarksville, Georgia, 1490 and 96.7. I'm on in Cairo, Georgia, 790 and 96.9. I'm on in Hagersville, 720 in Georgia. I am on in Statesboro, Georgia, and in a couple of places in Statesboro, 1240 and 107.7. I'm on all over the state. And so, yeah, 1-800-520-1234. I want to talk to you Georgians about what's going on down there, because we need to win those two Senate races. And every person listening, your life is impacted by this. These two Senate races, there is a great website called Georgians for Kelly/Perdue. And you can contribute, and you can volunteer, and you can save the Constitution. And I believe it is that serious. I thought Donald Trump was going to win handily. I'm very, very disappointed. I encourage the counting and the recounting to go on. But I encourage people to be respectful towards President-elect Biden and President-elect Harris, but to continue to fight in the counts, the recounts, and the lawsuits. But in the meantime, don't let it take your eye off the battle still underway. It's sort of like the Battle of the Bulge. It really is the determining battle for the next 2 years. We won the House. You realize that the website run by Nate Silver, what is it, 582? What is that website, Generalissimo?
528
said there were 29 seats targeted from the Republicans that the Democrats could take. The Republicans won 28 of the 29. They lost one. They have increased their majority probably between 10 and 14. It will take a few more days. Well, they'll have between 210 and 214 members of the House. Nancy Pelosi had 15 people vote against her in her own caucus for Senate, for the Speaker of the House 2 years ago. 10 of those 15 are coming back. It's likely she's going to have a 10-seat majority, meaning if she loses 10, she loses the seat. I don't know if she can be toppled. I doubt it. I think they're stuck with her, which is probably not bad for us. But when Chuck Schumer hears about the election, can we play that again? This is what Chuck Schumer said on Saturday.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah! I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
All right, you're going to hear that on this show. If I don't play that three times a day, it's radio malpractice. We're going to take Georgia, and we're going to change the world. That means the Iran deal is back. That means the Paris Accords are back. That means America goes back to appeasement. We're going to take Georgia, and we're going to change America. I don't want to change America. I don't want to change America. Chuck Schumer does, and he has lost at this hour. The Republicans elected more women than they have ever elected before. They have got great diversity in the House delegation. They have got a place on which to stand. Give me a place to stand and I can change the world. Isn't that Archimedes? And you've got to remember Thomas More's poem about Sir Andrew Barton. I am wounded. I am grievously wounded. I will lay me down and bleed a while and rise to fight again. I am wounded, but I am not slain. I shall lay me down and bleed a while, but and rise to fight again. That is Georgia. And every single person listening to the show can contribute to the effort in Georgia. 1-800-520-1234. I think my call screener's stuck because I don't show any calls ready to go. But I will talk with Georgians, and I'm going to do so for a couple of months, and I'm going to win the argument so we win that vote. Everything depends on Georgia. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt, focused on Georgia. David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, as we will be for the next 8 to 9 weeks until January 5. People can register to vote in Georgia for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler until December the 7th. And I'm joined by David Drucker of the Washington Examiner. Good morning, David.
Hey, Hugh. Good morning.
Give me your take on Georgia. How does it stand? And what do you hear from Senators Perdue and Loeffler about their chances in the runoff?
Well, you know, Georgia's an interesting state. I was in Georgia in May of 2019 talking to Republicans about, you know, what they thought of the upcoming presidential race, the Senate race. At the time, we only knew of one Senate race. And, you know, they were concerned, and they said it was important for Republicans around the country to understand that Georgia was no longer a reliably red state, and it was going to take a lot of time and attention. And the Trump campaign did give it that, as we saw. And so I think the first thing for people to understand is that what we saw happen on Tuesday, and the votes are still being counted, and I know there are going to be recounts, but it was not a fluke, and it was not something unexpected if you talk to Georgia Republicans who have been working politics in the state for many years. It is an evolving, changing state. So now you look at these two runoff elections, and look, I would tend to give Republicans the edge with Biden as president-elect. Usually what happens, and it's still a very competitive state, is if you win the big prize, there's a little bit motivation for the party that didn't win the big prize to show up and vote. Obviously, these two races matter for control of the Senate because a 50-50 tie would go to the Democrats because of the tiebreaker with the vice presidency. And so I think Republicans are in a decent position. I'd say this sort of loosely. I haven't seen any polling, and we know sometimes what that's good for, although the polling in Georgia was pretty darn good. But I would give Perdue a particular edge. And I would say if one of those was going to be the more difficult, it would be the Loeffler race, because Raphael Warnock is African-American, a very good candidate. There's some things they're going to be able to throw at him, but not a lot. And Purdue's worked the state really hard. He's originally from middle or south Georgia, even though he did very well financially in business over the years before being elected to the Senate. So I like Purdue a little bit better than I like Loeffler. But, you know, I think Republicans would tend to have the edge, but I would not make assumptions or take anything for granted if I were the Republicans.
Well, no, and I saw the campaigns kick it in early. But in Georgia, I believe it's an all-Republican slate of state officers. I'm not sure. I'm still checking on that. The House and the Senate are both run by Republicans. Fulton County is run by Democrats. But the state legislatures can deploy resources to make sure, you know, not everyone can. When everybody is running, you can't focus. There are only two races in the country right now, Senator Perdue's and Senator Loeffler's. I don't think there will be one radio station ad unsold, one television station ad unsold. I don't think there will be any lack of volunteers if people get involved. And I believe Leader McConnell's going to focus all of his energies on this, right?
Oh, no doubt. Look, I don't think there's going to be any issue with Republicans not being focused on these two contests. And especially, I know there's going to be a recount in Georgia, but I tend to think that that Biden lead is going to hold. And so there's nobody that's going to look at this on the Republican side that understands politics and think and believe that it's some sort of walk that they don't have to pay attention. So I think the party is going to give it the resources that it needs and then some.
And so to that point, there are a handful of President Trump supporters who are so bitter they don't want to participate, so disappointed that they are leaving politics. I think they're loud. I've seen people obsessively tweeting that. But I don't think they're representative of Republicans. And I think the president will get involved for Purdue and Loeffler, if only because he likes David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, and he wants to win a legacy, and he may get back in the race in 2024.
I think all of those things are true. I'm sure there will be some people that may respond. And some Republicans are concerned that if the president continues to claim that the process is not fair and fraudulent, that yes, some voters might say, then what's the point? I think by and large, in Georgia, the voters there know that the process was fair and that it unfolded exactly the way it might have unfolded. And there's a reason why President Trump kept going to Georgia, in fact, more so than Biden ever did. They knew that that race was competitive, and they knew that they were in a bit of trouble. And so all of the evidence lines up for a finish like the one we had. And so I think Georgia Republican voters, by and large, will participate in this election, especially knowing that control of the Senate and basically a backstop against Joe Biden and Democratic control in the House is what's at stake. So I don't really think that's going to be an issue at the end of the day. It'll be interesting to see how Republicans choose to deploy resources, how the vote, what the campaign looks like in the suburbs versus the more red rural counties.
Now, do you expect President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris to try and campaign for? Look, Reverend Warnock is very radical. He's charismatic. He's also very radical. And John Ossoff is liberal. I mean, he's left wing. He's not liberal. He's not as radical as Warnock, but he's a left winger. If Harris and Biden, the president-elect and the vice president-elect, make appearances other than in a perfunctory way, they endanger any momentum they have coming into January. I mean, if they lose two right off the knocking, that's bad for them. So how much do you expect to see them down there?
You know, that's really interesting, Hugh. You know, 8 years ago, after Barack Obama, or 8 years ago, 12 years ago now, Barack Obama had just won election to the presidency, and there was a runoff for a Georgia Senate seat because Saxby Chambliss, the Republican, had won, but with under 50%. And Barack Obama chose not to get involved in that, and Saxby won it pretty easily. But, you know, they had also won so many Senate seats, 14 over 2 years. They were near a supermajority. So it really didn't, he didn't really need to worry about it all that much, and it was never in contention. I think politics is such now, and with the Senate actually on the line, that I don't think the leader of the Democratic Party can ignore it. I think they'll probably look at numbers, look at what they're hearing from their people on the ground, and see how their help, how they might be helpful. And they'll be helpful in the way that they believe might do the trick. I mean, one of the things about the presidential race is toward the end, the Democrats gave it attention with a Biden visit and a couple of Harris visits. Jill Biden went, Barack Obama went, but they kind of left it alone, waiting to see what would happen for several months. So I think they might hang back at first, especially given how the aftermath of this election has gone, and play the role of president and vice president preparing to deal with the job at hand. And if this thing is close, you know, I think you'll see them get involved. And clearly, I'm sure they'll direct all of their supporters and the apparatus of the party that they control to be heavily involved.
I think that is going to be the story, because if they lose, and they're going to lose, I think that this is going to be a win for Perdue and Loeffler if everyone gets involved. And they have been heavily invested in it. They're lame ducks. You know, there's already an argument that Joe Biden is a lame duck because he's a one-term president from day one. He hadn't declared that, but everyone knows that. In fact, I saw, last question for you, David. I saw some pushback against speculation on who's going to be in a Biden cabinet because Vice President-elect Harris does not want competitors for 2024 nomination in the cabinet. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that, but I'll just tell you what I tend to say every time we end up with a new president, and there's a lot of speculation about who's really running the cabinet and all of that. You know, presidents that can get them, if you can get yourself elected president of the United States, regardless of what party you're from, you're a pretty smart, wily operator, and you're not a shrinking violet. So I think President-elect Biden will pick the cabinet that he wants. I think that's something, obviously a Republican Senate will have something to say about that. And look, over time, obviously we know that Vice President-elect Harris is ambitious. She wants to run for president. She's not going to function as a Biden vice president or as a Dick Cheney vice president. But I think that Biden is going to oversee his cabinet pending the advice and consent of the Senate, much the way President Trump presided over his cabinet, and Presidents Obama and Bush and so on down the line presided over theirs.
David Drucker, good to talk to you. Follow him on Twitter at David M. Drucker, the Washington Examiner's David Drucker. Good to talk to you. Ray in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Ray, where is Blue Ridge, Georgia? I want people to tell me where they're calling from and give me some directions, because I'm all over Georgia. I just don't know where you are.
I'm right under Tennessee and North Carolina, right there, Fannin County. We listen to you on WJUL up here.
What is that? Is that out of Tennessee?
No, sir. It's out of Hiawassee, Georgia, I do believe.
Okay.
Up in the mountains.
WJUL. Well, thank you, Ray. What do you think? You going to get involved for Perdue and Loeffler?
Well, I'm definitely going to vote. I've got a question. Do we have to re-register to vote in this one? Because me and my wife are already registered and we voted.
I do not believe so. You should call your registrar of voters and find out, and then you should find someone who isn't registered and register them. You know, it's going to be a knife fight, Ray. And do you think everybody understands the stakes down there?
Yes, yeah, absolutely do. We're actually at work. We're fighting for our jobs. And we are, I would say, not, you know, mad about it, everything, because we know this kind of stuff happens. But we are going to show up. Everybody we talk to, we're energized. I guess you would say energized, maybe a stronger word than that. But, yeah, we're ready for the fight. We already know that they're going to come down here. Andrew Yang said he's going to live in Atlanta, basically. So, I'm hoping the president comes down, more Republicans come down here and start making some noise, because Warnock already has commercials out there. Ossoff has commercials out there already. But I haven't seen any from David Perdue or Kelly Loeffler yet.
Well, you know, I'm proverbially living there. I may drive down there and broadcast from 920. I've got a great flagship station, Atlanta 920, The Answer. And WJUL, what's the number for that? What's the frequency?
Oh, I think it's 97.1 or 97.7. It's one of those, I think.
All right.
There's actually two stations.
please tell everyone you know to go and find WJUL, and they'll get daily updates on Georgia. Ray, thank you, my friend. God bless. I got to tell you about ReliefFactor.com. I'm down to three packages, right? I'm down to three. So I just stayed in the house on Saturday processing disappointment. And so I didn't walk. On Sunday, I got out there and did my four. And today I'll be out there after. I had a lot to do today. But I got a stone cold coffee. I carry in Kirkham and Resveratrol Omega. I'm going to have to walk off a lot of nervous energy over the next 60 days because the country hangs in the balance. We don't win these two Senate seats. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We don't win these two Senate seats. They will pack the Supreme Court. That's the end of days. That's the end of the Republic. And I do genuinely believe that. That is the most radical thing they have proposed to do. So I got to broadcast every day and walk every day and run every day. And you do, too. You got to work. You got to find someone in Georgia you don't know. You got to call them up and persuade them. Win the argument, then win the vote. Don't yell at them. Don't scream. Don't use profanity. Just persuade and pray. You're praying people. You should be praying for Georgia. And then instead of giving Christmas presents to people, make up a little card. In lieu of a Christmas present this year, I have donated $10, $25, $50 to David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. They have a joint account. That's what I would do. I'd make it Christmas for the Constitution. Stay tuned, America. Coming right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. The Yinzer Report this week with Selena Zito. She's back. All of her stuff at selenazito.com. I'm hoping that she's planning to go on down to Georgia, to the nooks and crannies of Georgia that Selena Zito, finds and covers so well in the upper Midwest. Well, hey, Selena, good Monday to you. What do you think? You're going to head down to the Peach State?
Of course I am. I've covered Georgia for 15 years. I know the state really, really well. And I'll head down probably after Thanksgiving.
And so we haven't talked since President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris were declared the victors. And I'm wondering, how are you processing that result?
Well, if you remember, I kept pushing back on the polls, saying they were way off. But I also said that this race was jump ball. The thing I was most curious about outside of the presidential election is that what was going to happen in these state legislative races and in the House and the Senate. That is the cue that tells you has our culture accepted the pressure, or have people accepted the pressure that our cultural curators put on them, or did they buck the assumption that the country has gone left. In fact, what the answer ended up being is that the country has moved more center right. And I think that's the thing that is the most interesting. This presidential election was always going to be tight. It was always going to be between not that many votes. And we haven't changed much since the Hillary-Trump race. But what are we doing down ballot? And I just think it's absolutely fascinating. When you opened up your phone, you were scolded. When you turned on a football game, you were scolded. When you took your dog for a walk, your neighbors had signs that scolded you. And yet suburban voters voted red in a very big way.
Now, in Georgia, we are going to see the real collision. They have two far left candidates. John Ossoff is left. Raphael Warnock is a radical. And Kelly Loeffler is center right. And David Perdue is right. So we really have in one state, which is a purple state. I mean, it's a jump ball in Georgia still. And the recount should go on there first. I mean, they got to know every vote. Right. And, the pipe that burst in Fulton County, all that stuff. They got to dig deep into what happened down there. This really will tell us a lot. And I expect the president to be down there campaigning for both of them. I'm not sure we're going to see President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris down there, because then if they lose, and I think they're going to lose, they're already lame ducks.
Right, exactly. And this was the mistake that Barack Obama made in 2009 when he went out there and campaigned for people like Martha Coakley in that special election in Massachusetts. You know, this is right after his, you know, a few months after his inauguration. And then into the next year, went out and campaigned for people like Arlen Specter and who was the guy that ran against Chris Christie in New Jersey that year?
Yeah, forgettable. I don't know. Yeah.
And Trey Deeds in Virginia, you know, he went out there and got walloped from the very beginning. And so I think that you're right. I think that Biden and Harris learn hopefully from that, because if they go down there, that is their first mark against them. I think them putting out the mask mandate is not going to help them much in Georgia. And, you know, it depends on what they say between now and January or now in the runoff, you know, is going to impact that race.
You know, I'm on in Atlanta, Carrollton, Woodbine, Clarksville, Cairo, Hagersville, Statesboro, Hiawatha. I'm on all over Georgia. And I'm going to take mostly Georgia calls between now and January 7th. But I think there's a book to be written on the next 2 months in Georgia. I know you're probably working on one already, Selena, but I think this will be a campaign for the books.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I will be down there and I will be writing.
Selena, thank you. SelenaZito.com. SelenaZito.com. Before I go out of the hour, let me check the market, brought to you by Birch Gold. You can go to HughGold.com. HughGold.com, or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Gold this morning is up to 1953. Remember I told you it was down below 1900, was in the 1800s. I just knew that inflation is going to come knocking. Overseas, wow, what a rally today. Japan up 2%, Hong Kong up 1.25%, England up 1.25%, Germany up 1.5%. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen today, but the rally is probably going to be it's going to be called a relief rally. And they expect money is going to be pouring out of D.C. into the states as the first compromise. And so as the inflationary impact of that, better buy some gold and better get a portion of your 401k and your IRA rolled over legally. I say 10 to 25%. Text my name, Hugh, to 474747, or go to HughGold.com, and Birch Gold Group will get you all the information you need. They got five star reviews by the thousands and a Better Business Bureau rating of A+. I trust them to buy gold. You should too. HughGold.com, and come back for hour two on this Monday edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.